don't want to start.
I know I can turn it off and turn it on, but it's just a question of preparation time. If I have to take a call.
The next worry about Vietnam is if you ask any Vietnam questions, you just have to say that's too sensitive to discuss.
Yeah, well, I can say that, but that doesn't mean I don't have to be prepared on Saigon and one hell of a lot of other things.
Yeah.
On Vietnam, Henry's only worried about questions of negotiation, but you can still have to be prepared about questions on bombing,
military,
knives, when's the next withdrawal.
defendant as a potential
turning that that rule of the Supreme Court on this.
He has a potential
defendant.
Well, it wasn't defendant, he's another term.
Witness.
All, no, no. So that had no, no, had to do with that he could be subject to indictment by the grand jury as a conspirator or something under the evidence that they'd already had. And because of that potential, that he would not, that his rights would not be properly protected if he were to be called before this jury because of the publicity and all this. I forget what it's been. That was a good point there. And then
now that's one way, if he wanted to have delay, he could take that case.
That's right.
And,
and then he made some second point also. And Dean said the U.S. attorneys and all just sat flat for a couple hours. They think the guy was nuts. And then they got to thinking, well, what are they going to do about this? And they began to realize it wasn't so funny after all. So they've now demanded that he appear, and he won't go and take the... Oh, that's it. He says if he goes before the grand jury and takes the Fifth Amendment, then under the long tradition, it will be assumed that he is inculpated, and that that would jeopardize his rights and all that sort of thing, too, and because of the publicity. And if he does, so he isn't going to appear. So they've now come to a thing where he has filed with his attorney a sworn statement that if he were called before the grand jury, he would take the Fifth Amendment. And that somehow gets him off some hook or something. I don't know. They're playing some very intricate legal game that is kind of intriguing, I guess, to the guys who understand it. And Hunt, as Dean said, Hunt's the only guy in the whole thing who's got the brains to you know.
Well, what he's doing.
And Hunt's lawyer is his name. He was the deputy in the criminal division at Justice, so he's a very smart guy.
See, what Hunt is doing is using all of these goddamn permissive crap that the previous Supreme Court was giving him
for his purpose.
That's right.
And that's what they ought to do.
All these murders and rapists get off.
Sure.
That basically, the murders and rapists have gotten off because of publicity. Publicity, too much publicity. I mean, I don't know. I'm not ready to say what the law is in this case, but they ought to use every damn thing they want. Fight, twist, and turn. That's what the law is. Should do when I'm out there. It's the
without the sound on film, but with a photo opportunity. You have plenty of time.
I would like, frankly, Bob and myself, to have photo opportunities only in those sessions. I think it either ought to be televised and let everybody see the whole performance, so-called, and do it for television, or do it in an informal way. Now, that's just the way I just feel that that's a better way to do it. It allows, it's a very different, it may not seem so.
See, the film cam, I know it.
It may not seem so when you see these kinds of things, because Bob and there's somebody that said, gee, we wish we'd have that televised. I'm not sure, because it's a very different thing. When you're up there before that camera all the time, you're speaking differently.
That's exactly right.
Speaking differently. You've got to be always up. Your head's got to be up. You can never look down and think. You can never sort of, you know, look away and do the things which they like about it in here. They don't like to see you look and see your mind working, but you can't let your mind be shown working up there in that East Room. Don't you agree?
Really that big of a